But right now on 131060, we want you to call up and we just want to hear your voice because, Jess, you heard Wyatt from Salamander Bay the other day.
That's right.
That if you put the shampoo on your head, you're wasting time because you're probably spending all your time at the shops buying more shampoo.
And after he hung up, I made the very accurate claim that Wyatt would be a good-looking rooster because I can tell from his voice. And I reckon you can tell a lot about what a person looks like.
So you reckon this is sexy, like good?
You're wasting time.
You're wasting time. Oh. I love it.
All right. So what we're going to do now, 131060, give us a buzz. I just need you to speak to us for a bit and we're going to try and describe you. Amanda in Rutherford, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Ooh. Good, thanks. Could you just, you know, speak for about 10 seconds for us and we'll do some analysis.
Yeah. What are you going to do on the weekend, Amanda?
Well, I've just celebrated my somewhat birthday, and maybe you guys could guess my age as well.
Oh, that's a risky maneuver.
There's no right answer.
You don't sound a day over 18.
Amanda? No, no, she asked. Go for it.
Okay, all right.
Amanda, you sound breathy and, to be honest, a little bit sexy.
She does sound sexy.
I reckon Amanda's a good-looking rooster
as well. Do you wear glasses and do you have blonde hair?
No.
Okay.
To both of those things?
Yeah.
Yes, to both.
Okay. I don't reckon you wear glasses. I reckon you've got a little bit of colour in the hair, maybe a few highlights here and there. I reckon it's about shoulder length. And I reckon that when you go out with your group of friends, you're kind of the centre of attention, like you're the life of the party and you kind of direct the conversation. How did I go?
Well, I do have colour in my hair. It's not shoulder length. Mm. But I am a bit of a show pony sometimes.
Okay. I'm sexy and I know it. Okay. Nico getting into personality as well as looks here. We're getting deep. All right. Thank you, Amanda. Jenny is in Mount Hutton. Good morning, Jen.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Oh, bloody hell, Jen. I know you. You called me a freak last week, didn't you?
I did, sweetheart, and I'm so sorry. And I did comment on your Insta picture that you put up, and I felt really bad for you. I'm so sorry.
No, she's a bit of a freak, Jenny. It's all good. So tell us about your weekend so we can analyse your voice.
Mm-hmm. So the weekend hopefully is going to be a little bit quiet.
Mm.
I've had a busy couple of weeks, so I really need to sit and rest with a glass of wine maybe.
Oh, yeah.
And just chill, I think.
Okay, a bit
relaxed. That's about it, maybe. But then again, things always change, and, you know, you get a phone call, and then it's go, go, go.
Got to go with the flow. Jenny, are you a, would you say you're a shorter lady? Like, you're not really tall, are you?
Oh.
No.
Yes.
I reckon you've got kind of like wavy verging on curly hair, but like big curls.
Yeah.
Again, I'm going to say about shoulder length, maybe like an auburn colour. I'm going to say that you like... maybe underneath the jumper today, but you're like a I don't know what you call it, like a tank style top almost.
Yes, yeah.
Like a
just like silky, a singlety.
Yeah, like a singlety sort of top. That would be your top of choice.
Are we picking clothes now as well?
You're getting really detailed. And you've got hazel eyes.
No, you're wrong all the way around, darling.
do you want to call him a freak too?
Wrong. No, I have hair. It's really short.
Okay.
And it's really blonde.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's really, really, really straight.
Blonde and straight.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Jenny. Jamie.
We're fine tuning. We're just fine tuning. Yeah. It's all right.
Jamie from Curry. Good morning, mate.
Good morning.
You all right? Ducko straight off the bat. Thought you were a bloke. 100%.
That's happened to me to Jamie before. That's happened to me all the time. Sorry, Jamie.
You already ripped me up this morning about it.
What'd you say, sorry?
You already ripped me up. Morning about being a boys or girls name.
We did. Sorry, that was me as well. Yeah. Both the Knicks are getting in on the action. Jamie, I'm going to say young gal somewhere in your 20s.
Shoulder-length
like
hair again.
30 at the oldest. Yeah. I reckon she's got longer than shoulder-length hair.
Yeah.
But she often wears it in a pony because maybe like the upkeep isn't bad at all. But she's like, you know what? Sometimes I just don't want to wash it. I'm just going to put it in a ponytail.
Actually hit the nail right on
the head. Here we go. Right. Jamie sounds like a little cutie too, don't
she
you reckon?
Oh, you're a little cutie patootie. Jamie.
Aiden. He's in
Hello.
Hang on. Everyone be quiet. Aiden, what are you doing today?
Hello. Not much. Heading off to school.
School. What sort of school?
Trade school.
Hey, happy International Tradies Day as well. I think I like the sound of Aiden's voice.
You sexy, Aiden? You can tell us, probably.
I can't really answer that one myself. Yeah.
What do you think your friends would rate you out of 10,
yeah.
Aiden?
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
your
come
lady
on.
Friends, not your man friends, because man friends can't see attractiveness in their fellow man.
Six, maybe seven.
Okay, solid. Not too bad.
I reckon Aiden's just being humble.
He's being modest.
I think he's, yeah.
Okay.
I reckon maybe he just wants a cheeseburger. You got 5 cheeseburgers from Macca's for International Cheeseburger Day.
How do you reckon about that, Aiden?
Oh, it sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon sounds Aiden's good. Pushing 8.
Yeah.
Pushing an 8 there.
Oh, I mean, big call.
Send me a photo, Aiden. I'd like it just to make it clear as well. Yeah. I think Angus, my fiancé, has a very sexy voice and he's a very sexy man. Like, it does correlate, I think.
Yeah, he's just not as sexy as...
You're wasting time.
Oh. Wyatt.
Clinton in Wallsend, last one for us. Just tell us about your weekend, first of all.
Oh, mate, heading out to the beach. Going to do the whole proposal thing.
What?
Yeah.
You know, propose to the misso.
Yeah, going to propose to the misso.
Are we sure she's not listening right now, Clinton?
Yeah, no, she's at home with the kid.
Okay. So, what beach are you going to do it?
I'm going to Stockton. I've got about 30-plus Forbies and tarps, and will you marry me on them? So.
This is fantastic.
Brilliant.
Where on Stockton Beach we should get a... Send us a photo.
Yeah.
But also we don't want people crashing the
proposal.
Oh,
that's true. Yeah, don't tell us.
Yeah. Yeah. How wonderful.
Do you have a line? Because I've obviously proposed to my partner and I had a script of what I thought I'd say and none of it came out. So do you have a script or what are you thinking?
Nah, I'm just winging it. Okay. So winging it.
Yeah, that sounds. I can tell Clinton is a laid-back, cool dude.
I reckon he's got a beard.
I reckon you got a beard too. You're a chiller, aren't you, Clinton?
I'm a bit of a chiller, but I'm lucky to grow a beard.
Yeah, but I've still got one.
Me too. Patchy beards.
Oh, well, that is the most exciting thing ever.
Okay,
I mean,
well, congrats, mate. Good luck with it. Send us some photos and how it goes after.
Yeah, can do. We'll do.
Right. Oh, my God. That's so what? Oh.
Guess who we've got on the line.
Let's just finish this thing off, hey?
Can you guys leave?
Hold on. Wyatt, have you got us there, mate?
Yeah, how you going?
Man with the hot voice. Wyatt has called us.
Nick and I won't talk. You and Jess just go for it.
Good morning, Wyatt.
How you going?
Good. Would your mate say that you're a good-looking rooster? Because I reckon the voice and the face often correlate.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Humble, another humble young gentleman. I mean, I don't know how else we prove it.
Anything else?
Are you popular with the ladies?
Oh, you could say that.
Oh, why? Listen to you.
Very good. Okay, see, I'm going to take that as proof
that
my theory is accurate.
All right. Just before we leave this chat, Wyatt, can you just say, "Hey, Jess, how you doing?"
Hey, Jess, how you doing?